this is their transmission, of course. We're good to go because my heart is undone. And so they're just showing me sort of like if you go to a medieval, you know, Renaissance fair or whatever, it's sort of like you have like the bosom almost like overflowing in that beautiful stitchery, you know, that they tend to have side for side. So the idea is sort of like, you know, the mother's bosom or the so again, this is going to be like the divine mother. So what we're doing is we're opening up our chest cavity. We're opening up to the divine mother within. So we want to allow that like blossoming realization. We want to allow that like overwhelming gifting, because we've all missed out in love in the outer material. In other words, the ego is always going to leave you wanting because it has all kinds of like hidden agendas going on. Whereas the divine mother, the creator of it all, that divine love is pure. That divine love is pure and it's solid, steady. So that's not the love that we've received from the humankind. Not that it wasn't desired, but you know, you just have all kinds of influences going on. So allow yourself to creep, they're saying like deeper, but it's almost like as if we were going into the pyramid and going down below. And I'm pretty sure we actually are. So when I'm receiving us, it's like I can feel us entering in they're saying in lover's style or lover's lane. So we want to feel that love just sort of like surrounding us, coming from us, within us, in all sorts of varieties. But we want to start feeling that sensation, because that's sort of like the river that's going to start happening. That's sort of like the river that's going to start flowing from within. From within, how exciting is that? It's like nobody else can say yes or no. This is our empowerment. This is our day of true transparency, to realize we're the ones that have come with the gifting. It's sort of like we're the gift bringers, we're the Christ bearers, we're the truth sayers. So allow yourself your heavenly reach. Your heavenly reach, we don't know, have to know how that materializes. We just have to say yes. We're just being invited. There's no have to. They don't want any pressure. They don't want any concern, because they're looking at us already. Like we're already suggesting negativity, like what if I don't advance far enough? What if I don't make it? What if I'm a loser? What if I can't cut it? So all of this questioning, all of this doubt, this is the residual energy from yesterday that must be like disarrayed, that must be erased, that must be just transferred. Because here's the thing, this love promotion, this like divine light, it's happening strongly. So this is not going away, nor can you ask it to. So your best chance at heaven, is what they're saying, is to adjust accordingly. So now is the time of true transparency. So some of us are finding that we are finding some extra wiggle room. In other words, our lives that we thought was very solid are sliding from side to side. Things that normally, the way we would function out of our personality self, if it are being retired. So parts of our personality self that are functioning out of fear, it's like, well, I normally could do that and get success, and now we can't at all. Not because the universe doesn't love you, but because they have another space in mind, meaning they want you to move forward. They want you into your Christ presence. They want you into your full bloom. So there's like really no more leaning on the past. All of us are still functioning out of yesterday in some fashion. We're still making like fear decisions, they're saying fear decision choices that appear to look promising. In other words, the world's run by fear. So it's like, how can I control my future? How can I be safe? How can I hold on to just something just for me and myself and maybe perhaps my immediate family and a couple of neighbors, but that's the limit, you know? So what we're doing is we're now extending our borders. So where we're gonna receive our gifting most is where size doesn't matter. In other words, is it coming to solve my problem and my neighbor's problem, my entire block's problem, my entire city's problem, my entire country's problem, the entire world's problem? Because it's all one is what they're suggesting, what they're trying us to see. So what we solve for ourselves, there's no more individual, they're saying expectancy. In other words, like we're opening up to that God consciousness at last. We're opening up to our I Am presence. And so the more that we sing from that song sheet, the more that we will, you know, like raise our glass, like really realize that love is surrounding us and is like sponsoring us and gifting us as we will retire the past and secure our safe seating nicely. Now they're ending with that because a lot of us are still like we're receiving the light, we're aware of the light, but we still consider that root chakra sort of like a trap door. Like, I don't know if it's really secure and steady that I can go ahead and bounce off it and secure my safe degree. In other words, ascend. So there's always gonna be what they're saying. And I saw this, it's sort of like they psychically show me stuff. I think it was like in between two blinds I have. But anyway, it was like the smallest little crack, guys. It wasn't very big at all. Teeny, teeny, tiny, teeny, teeny, tiny. The blinds encompass like the entire living room, like long, 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 60, 84, I don't know how many, but it's like the tiniest little sliver, but there is time to decide. In other words, there's time to step back and be swallowed, meaning agree with the past, go back to your fear positioning. The problem is they're saying the earth is shaking now. So anything, when you make decisions based on past fear promotion, anything that quote unquote appears to be safe, it isn't, you know, because everything's shifting. So that's where we have time, back to time, to decide wiser. In other words, we're the first to go. So we're the first joining with our higher awareness, our higher self. So remember that gap that I was mentioning. It's like that's your faith. That's where it's, how would I say this? And this is exactly how it operates. If you ask me right now any question, okay, Nicole, what are going to be my steps? I'm going to tell you the end and I'll tell you your first step perhaps, but I can't tell you everything in between because it gets activated upon your insistence. So the more that we understand that we are the God consciousness, we are deciding. So if we're deciding out of the past, out of resistance, out of fear, then that's what we create from. So that little bit of that leap of faith is sort of like your higher self, your I Am presence. It's like, come join me higher. But it's sort of like time for us to get up and go. And how you do it very easily, you kind of look behind and you see what you're leaving. And it's like, what are you leaving? What are you leaving? A system that is, it's sort of like, it's like, I can't get that, but like it keeps pretending that it's working, but it isn't. But it does it fast enough so your mind is like temporarily amused. So in other words, that's the whole reason we're here in high attendance, high being like a very vibrational reach. Each of us without exception can reach higher than most. So that most is where we're functioning of, like somewhere in our consciousness. In one of our categories, we have access to higher than we're noticing. So allow yourself to be strong. They're saying stronged. It's like a verb, stronged. So the stronged is kind of like strengthened. And what I get from that, it's almost like as if a master would kind of like, just play some very light sensation, very light pressure points. But when she does that, it's sort of like a mild reminder or self-activation. So it's sort of like as it comes by, all we have to do is say yes. All we have to do is agree. It's not stated in words. So some of us are like, well, if I'm not receiving word for word, I'm not getting anything. So we want to remember the words are really the last to know. It's really the sensation. We're going beyond the mind to that God consciousness, to our true awareness. And so that is what has the ability to create those instant healings, to create those miracles inside. Because once we choose they keep saying that Christ sensation, they keep using different verbiage, but what I really get is it's almost like they're trying out different slogans to see which we respond to nicely, because they're trying to get us off all of like the religious associations, because the problem is that tends to hold us back, or at least some of us. And there's like this, I almost get the feeling like they're trying out different items with us, like we're the prototype, and it's like, okay, and now comes the group. So this is the point. It's sort of like admire your own progress, admire your own growth, that you have this excellent preview, that this you have this moment of truth that's come by, and allow yourself to receive, allow yourself to illuminate, allow yourself to like coexist. So now the coexisting is in the world, but not of the world. Like I still function, I still get on the bus, I still do it, everything, but I do it with my higher gaze in mind. So in other words, I'm no longer following yesterday. I'm like really aware of higher sensations, of higher authority, of higher, they're saying splashdown occurrences. So when they're saying splashdown, I've got Tony Nelson and I Dream of Jeannie, but it's sort of like splashdown. There's such a force of light. When they say splashdown, that power, it's almost like can completely override yesterday in our consciousness. As we will draw from it, as we will sign on, as we will say yes, as we will firmly agree. So you notice there's an action step. The light can't do it alone. We can turn our head, we can turn our blind eye, we can focus on our past. So it's like you speak truth all day long to people that aren't ready to hear it, and it's not happening. So we all have witnessed that firsthand. When we try to say hello to a consciousness lower, it's like, why aren't they getting it? It makes perfect sense to me. You know, off with his head. You know, like, how can you think that way? You know? But they're in a different degree. In other words, a different state of awareness. So remember to allow life to go by, meaning we can receive our next occurrence. We can receive our next advancement. So then imagine your higher self giving you a nice communication, giving you a nice hello. And at first you might be blinded. In other words, what are you talking about? This is the way the earth works. This is, you know, dog eat dog, like whatever your old belief system is. But you want to remember your higher self is here checking yourself out. In other words, opening you up to correct positioning, opening you up to correct knowing, opening you up to correct announcements. Like when they're saying announcement, it's like a vibrational, it's almost like a sound bath or something. It's like a vibrational announcement. It's exactly what it is. It's like an announcement. And so when you feel it, it changes you. But by proxy. So in other words, we have to join with it. We have to surrender the past. So anything that you're holding on from an old system, you want to hold on to it loosely, and to allow for that energy exchange, to allow for that promotion, to allow and anything where we're not avoiding what's coming next and realizing, because that growth, what if I could just summarize this last part, it's almost like we're going into turbocharge if we will allow it. And so that if it's a little bit strong, meaning we can avoid it mostly, but the opportunity to go into turbocharge is basically here as we will sign up. So this is where they're trying to get us used to, like, the comfort of increasing our station, of increasing our witness, of increasing our draw. In other words, really operating out of that higher consciousness. Because once we decide it's nice, once we decide it has its very advantage, we're gonna be willing to try it all. So it's almost like getting a little sample at Costco, and it's like, yeah, I like that, you know, I'll buy a box, you know, make the guy happy. But because you don't buy it to be codependent, you buy it because you decide it's good and lovely and purposeful for you. So that's what we're doing. We're trying on our new vest of colors. We're trying on our new symphony. And so when we notice it first, we want to join in and have that enthusiasm and be yes. Because the more that we say yes, it's almost like saying yes to one light. So it's like, yeah, you like the light? Yeah, I like it. You know, I'll sign up. And then all of a sudden, there are like 100 lights that join with that one light that you first notice. That's how cool the joining is now. As we will surrender to our very best. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.